NNBCs go after shoes, bags, clothes, and cookware.
Startup ESOP cash outs get bigger.
What Vijay's win means for Tamil Nadu Inc.
City poaches Dream 11 dealmaker Raj Rathi post ban.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. At a time when US VCs are obsessing with AI, their counterparts in India are going after bags, shoes, cookware, and even clothes. Talk about a material world when it comes to Indian investors.
Indeed, Chandra, we are talking about consumer segment within that, specifically premium consumer brands.
Now, there are a bunch of deals at play that we've gathered information on. To begin with, A91 is in talks to invest around 200 to 250 crore in Bergner India. At the same time, Daily Objects is looking at a 250 to 300 crore round with Exponentia Capital and 361 in discussions to lead.
Yes, and there's more activity there. Sneaker startup Comet is nearing a fundraise of about 140 to 150 crore rupees from Berlin Invest. And traditional wear brand Kissa is raising around 40 crores from Fireside Ventures. Lifestyle brand Theater XYZ is also in talks to raise roughly about 40 crores from Vertex Ventures.
Put together, these five companies could raise over 800 crore rupees. So the common theme here is premium positioning. While investor sentiment is strong, the demand picture is mixed. The affluent consumption is holding up, but the mass segment remains under pressure, but definitely a segment to closely watch out for. Moving to employee wealth and startups, where ESOP payouts are getting bigger.
That's right. Startup ESOP liquidity rose nearly 70% in FY26 to about $423 million, even though the number of payout events actually fell.
That means fewer events but larger payouts. The average liquidity event has nearly doubled to about $15 to $16 million. What's also changing is how this liquidity is happening. It's no longer just company-led buybacks.
That's true. A lot of it is coming through secondary share sales during funding rounds or IPO preps, which means investors are effectively providing exit opportunities for employees without companies using their own cash.
But as payouts get larger, scrutiny is also increasing. Investors are paying closer attention to dilution, ESOP grants and disclosures, especially as companies prepare to go public. Now, moving on to politics and policy, we've all been glued to some dramatic outcomes in state elections today, particularly in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu. We're going to focus on Tamil Nadu first, which saw a lot of twists and turns and the emergence of a new actor turned politician.
That's true. TVK's Vijay's party is showing clear early trends wins. And as per Election Commission website checked, right now shows Tamaraga Vetri Karagam or TVK at 78 leads and 30 wins ahead of DMK and AIADMK.
Now, this was an unprecedented wave, and we now spotlight what this could mean for jobs and small businesses.
Yes, so TVK's manifesto, as we analyze, shows monthly financial support for unemployed youth and rupees 4,000 for graduates and 2,500 for diploma holders.
There are also proposals for stipend-based internships, interest-free loans for women and loan guarantees of up to 25 lakh rupees for early-stage entrepreneurs.
Yes, the plan also includes converting self-help groups into MSMEs and setting up creator-focused training programs.
Tamil Nadu is traditionally known for manufacturing strength and policy continuity, but these proposals also bring up questions around fiscal viability and how quickly they can be implemented. Those details will become clearer over the next few weeks as Vijay puts his A-team together. And finally, a key move in the deal-making space, Citi has hired Raj Rathi as its head of M&A for India.
He was previously heading strategy and corporate development at Dream Sports. Before that, he spent several years in investment banking, including JP Morgan, where he worked on tech deals.
His experience also included roles at Guggenheim Partners and EY in the telecom, media and technology space.
Yes, the appointment comes at a time when deal-making activity is picking up across sectors. Citi has been involved in several large transactions, including advisory roles in high-profile deals like the sale of the Royal Challengers Bengaluru franchise. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today.
Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more Tech and Startup news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.